Welcome back to Expert Instruction, the Teach by Design podcast, where we dive deeper into the research surrounding student behavior by talking with the people implementing these practices, where they work, and with the students they support. I'm Megan Cave.
I'm Danielle Triplett.
We did it. We're at the end of the season. It's June.
Yay, happy summer.
Yes. How many of you are counting down the days to the end of the school year? Maybe you've already even... There are some people that are out of school.
Oh, yeah.
And have been for like weeks.
Yes. Like in Hawaii, I know when I was working with them, they get out and then they start in like the end of July. It's totally different.
So wild. Yeah. I have a friend who is in Georgia and I think she said something about her kids being finished in the middle of May. I was like, my kids are doing state testing.
Right. Yes. My daughter's out June 12th. So yeah, right in the middle of the month here.
I know. We're on a countdown schedule for sure.
Yes.
And today we're doing our annual thing, our year-end wrap-up.
Summarizing all the good work we did.
Nah.
All the people we talked to, all the voices we got to highlight this year.
It's true.
We love it.
Expert Instruction, you know, is a monthly podcast. So since September this year, we were a little late. I know. We were a little late getting started. The year gets away from you sometimes.
That happens.
I know. Anyway, so since September, we've delivered 9 episodes. So this will be our 10th one. Together, we busted some myths.
Mm-hmm.
We explored some topics like sustaining a positive school climate, developing some equitable solutions to the school-wide issues that and challenges that we face. Cultivating belonging, building inclusive school-wide culture, all such good things. We've had 16 guests appear, and you all out there have pressed play 4,572 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's awesome to hear that number sometimes because, like we've said before, we send these things out into the ether and we're like, somebody hopefully will listen.
Yeah.
My mom is an added listener.
Exactly. We need people besides our family members and friends. Like, this is great. And that shows it because
it's true.
How many people?
It's true. And whenever I see like a new number, a new statistic, an analytic come up like that, I like to think that we're like, they're all in the room with us,
absolutely,
listening and joining in the conversation. So thanks, guys.
Yes, we do appreciate it. Totally.
Every year, like we said, we dedicate this last episode to looking back at some of the conversations we had so we can revisit some of our best bits. Danielle and I looked over the episodes and we pulled out a couple that we thought would be, that we wanted to just share. And maybe if you haven't had a chance to check them out, maybe go back and listen to them again and again and again and again and again and again and again.
Great thing to do while you're sitting by the pool. Great thing to do on a road trip, on the airplane. I'm thinking of what folks are doing this summer. Right. Like, you can like listen. Yeah. It's safety.
Put it on in the background.
Totally.
So the first thing that we wanted to highlight is the return of our Mythbuster series. We started this series last season and it was super exciting. We wanted to find a way to confirm or bust some of the common ideas that we were hearing around PBIS. And you loved it, and so did we.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought it back, and we had 2 episodes of our Mythbuster series this season. And they were probably 2 of my favorite episodes that we recorded.
Mine too.
Yeah. The first one that we did was with our friends from Green Local Schools in Green, Ohio. You first met mm-hmm. Erica Bauer, Joya Mitchell. And our third guest wasn't there at the forum. Danielle went to the forum. Yep. Danielle went to the National PBIS Leadership Forum in October. Mm-hmm. And Erica and Joya, they had a booth there. And it was slim.
Yes, it was. And they had swag from Starbucks. So the line was long. I had to wait to talk to them.
Our extrovert Danielle had to go over where the people were just to see what the big deal was. And so that's when she learned about their school district partnership with Starbucks. So the two of them, alongside the franchise manager, his name is James Keller Jr., mm-hmm. The three of them engaged their entire Green community and built stronger relationships with other local organizations. And they proved that PBIS is more than just a framework. It can actually be a catalyst for something so much bigger.
So much bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, on so many levels, they have the community partnership, right? Which is a goal a lot of schools we work with have.
Yes.
And yet executing it is tricky. It's hard to really build those relationships. And they were just such a great exemplar of doing.
I agree. And I think it all really worked so well because they came at it. They had a common goal, the three of them. James was, I mean, he's a business guy.
Yes.
He's an entrepreneur and he's looking around. He went around and he was trying to figure out who, when he first moved in, who am I around? Who's going to be coming to my store? Yeah. And he saw all the schools were there. So he was like, immediately he knew he wanted to get involved with what the schools were doing. So he had a real drive. Mm-hmm. And then Erica and Joya, they are such community organizers, really.
Oh, I love that word.
And they, so when he reached out, they immediately said yes. They lived in a place of yes.
Yeah.
And they figured it out after, don't you think? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. It was awesome just to hear how that all worked. And then it just snowballed, you know, because they had a common goal, a common vision. They knew that this was going to work out. And it wasn't just Starbucks, right? There was the YMCA adopting the same district-wide expectations.
Yes.
I think there were some other, there were some other organizations.
Community partners and businesses, Parks and Rec, or those kinds of things. Like they really reached wide.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, lots of people involved. They also did this K through 12.
That's right.
And often it's like, oh, they're doing this at the elementary level or other grades. But they got high school kids involved making artwork for competitions and recognition systems. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Go back and listen. The layers of it, though, were just, we kept learning. Oh, we're like, oh, and by the way, we did this. We're like,
I know.
Yeah, they're crushing it.
Oh, absolutely. The second Mythbuster episode that we had, we knew that we wanted to talk about this idea out there that students today are more apathetic than they've ever been before, that they just don't care about school like they used to. And we knew that when we had, when we wanted to address this myth, we knew that we wanted to invite a student to speak to the idea directly. So in January, we introduced y'all to Adri, who is a superstar from Silverado High School in Mission Viejo, California. And she participates in the school's Peer Assistance Leadership Program. PALS is what they call it for short. And basically, whenever Silverado's PBIS team wanted, they had an expectation, a school-wide expectation that they wanted to reteach, they would reach out to the PALS class and say, here's the thing that we want to do. What do you think? How should we do this? And students like Adri would get together and they would talk about the training that they thought would resonate well with students. And then not only did they help to co-create those trainings, they actually executed those trainings in classrooms with their peers, which was so cool.
Super cool. Yes.
Yeah. So it was a, it was just a great, it was a great lesson, I think, that just talking to Adri, Silverado is such a special school where the students, they have a pretty mobile group of students that come in and out where traditionally school hasn't always been super successful for them. And so they've been able to really become inclusive in their PBIS implementation about how to make that work for the kids that are in their building.
Yeah, I love that.
And she told us, too, that it helped her by being a part of this class, that she built some confidence in her training ability or her to speak in front of other people. She felt a real connection with students. Other kids would come up to her and ask her about what they were doing in class. And, yeah, it was a real kudos to her, but also to the staff that are helping these kids in class to shape the culture at the school that they want to create. I don't know. It was a real indication to me that students really do care. You just have
100%.
To, you just have to ask them to help.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was on leave when you recorded that episode, so I got to enjoy it as a listener, not a co-host. But I, you know, every time I'm like, highlight kids' voices or people are like, what do we think? Ask the kids. Like, how is this working for them? So I know that was a goal of ours for this year was, you know, highlighting different voices, especially of some of our youth. So
that's
I'm thrilled that we were able to do that.
Yeah, that we could give her and her school a platform to share just exactly how students care, that maybe they don't care in the ways that we want them to, but they care and they have a motivation to be involved in what we're doing. You just have to ask them how they want to be involved.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was such a good example of that. So go and check out Adri in that episode. The other, we had late in the year, we kind of had, we pivoted a little bit.
We sure did.
In how, in the episodes that we wanted to bring you all. We had a plan and we were going to stick to that plan. Mm-hmm. And then the world became a different place. Yeah. And what we found is that we needed to do an unexpected three-part series.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So that unexpected series is something that we spun up at the end of this school year. And we had, what we noticed is that there were some essential vocabulary words in our PBIS dictionary that has started to show up in conversations carrying a negative connotation.
Right.
Which was really surprising. It was words like equity, inclusion, diversity, accessibility, all of that stuff. It's just, it sounded so crazy. And so it was important to us that we wanted to make sure that we share with you all a common definition and to follow any of the work that we do as writers, trainers, and coaches. So we wanted to just make sure that everybody was on the same page. So Danielle and I took to our podcast, as we are wont to do. And we invited some folks that we know, some colleagues, some friends, people that we've known for a long time, to help us talk through some of these words and shed some light on what they mean within the context of PBIS implementation, right? So the first one that we did was around creating equitable solutions.
Yes.
And we asked our friend Mary Metter from the University of Washington SMART program, or SMART Center, excuse me, to share how she and her colleagues have collaborated with a larger school-wide community from the schools that they support to implement equitable solutions that will work for everyone, right? And really the focus there was on talking to her about when you go into schools as a coach or someone from the outside to go and offer support to a district, it has to happen that you show up and you aren't necessarily on the same page and you don't share a vision and a goal as a between what you come in to do and what the larger community would like to do.
Exactly.
Right. And so we wanted to learn from her, how do you bridge that gap between when it can feel like a pretty large chasm?
Yeah. And Mary gave us great ideas on how she did that. And the scale at which she did it was very impressive. So I feel like if she can pull it off, I mean, she talked about a group of what was 90 or 100 people or something.
Yeah, it was a big group.
And that's hard to build consensus with and get on the same page. But she's got some great tips and ideas worth a listen. Really impressed by Mary's work. And I was thrilled we got to highlight her again because we had her on last year. And,
that's right.
You know, it's fun to bring people back.
That's right.
And more to ask you about and dive into. So,
and we ran into her at the Northwest PBIS conference this year, which was really nice to see her. Sometimes these are guests, they show up at other conferences where we are. And so it's nice to see people in person because we record these on Zoom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's one thing to see people and to have a conversation over the computer, but it's nice to see people in person.
It sure is. And just a shout out to our listeners out there. Like when we're at conferences and we're in Chicago, let's say at the forum or these things, like we love it when people come up and say hi. And
stop you in the booth, come to a session, whatever. Come say hi. Yeah. We want to meet you.
Exactly.
Okay. So that was equity. We also wanted to, we continued that conversation a bit with in our next episode after that. With our friend, any day we can talk with our friend Nicole Hallman-Sims. Oh my gosh, is a great day.
Great day.
She's been doing such excellent work around how to make schools spaces of belonging. And that's a word that really resonates with Nicole. And it was something that in our conversation with her started to really resonate with the two of us. Nicole is an expert at breaking down these giant concepts like that seems like, well, everybody knows what that word is. But then when you go to define it, it's like, oh, my God, it's so huge.
Yes.
She is such an expert at breaking that down into super tangible practices. So she helped us understand that belonging isn't something that we can actually define for other people, but it's a feeling that we can foster through the relationships that we build with them.
Yes.
Wasn't that such a good, it was, there was something that she had said in that episode around like, you can't define it, but you know, you can think about the places where you have belonged.
Right.
You feel like I belong there.
Exactly.
And you start to think like, if I can belong in that place, what was it about that place that made me feel like I belong? And starting to name what some of those things are.
Yes.
Are so basic.
Right.
Like being listened to.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Again, doesn't cost anything.
No.
Close your lips and actively listen to people, right? Or being validated, right? Sharing something and someone validating that. It's like hugely impactful.
Having access to a space is really critical too. So she offered some really great approaches for how we all can make the spaces that we create more than just a place where people come and they show up. It's actually a place that they want to be and they feel like they belong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I loved meeting Nicole in person and got to see her when we were in Portland for the Northwest PBIS conference. Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to our recommendation of her book. I bought a copy at the booth and had her sign it. I was really
she's an author
rolling out on her, but her book is called Creating Equitable Practices in PBIS. So
yeah,
nice summer read for those educators out there. Pick up a copy.
Absolutely. And then finally, we turned our focus toward inclusion and how inclusion is a school-wide practice. We talked in that episode with our longtime colleague and friend, Sheldon Lohman, about what it means to walk the walk when we say that all means all in our school-wide systems, practices, and data. He really did focus entirely in that episode about how all students are full members of our school-wide community. Mm-hmm. And that it doesn't, just because they receive different supports or they learn differently or they think differently or they behave differently, it doesn't mean that they aren't a full member of what we're trying to accomplish as a school.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sheldon is one of these people who I really love because he is so dynamic. He has a look about him that really does read academic.
Yes, I agree.
His glasses really give him away as a researcher. But then when he starts to talk, he really is so approachable in how this work can happen in real life places. And he's been doing it for so long that he has example upon example upon example of how this actually works.
Yep.
And side note, if you haven't had a chance to hear Sheldon laugh, it's probably the best sound I've ever heard.
Ooh, I'll have to remember his laugh, Megan.
He has such a great laugh. I know that he probably hears it all the time, but I'll be in a like a hotel lobby or something, and I can hear it from across the way. And I'm like, oh, Sheldon's here. I'll find him.
Love it. That's funny. Well, he's from Portland State. That's my alma mater. But I've known him, I think, since I got into doing PBIS work probably in like 2009 or 10. Mm-hmm. So,
and Sheldon cold called us.
Yes, he did.
About a year ago.
About that.
At a conference. Yes. He was like, hey, I don't know if you've been thinking about inviting me, maybe. I don't know. And we're like, oh my gosh, yes,
we are.
We knew that when inclusion was showing up as a word that we needed to better define for everyone, Sheldon was the one to do it.
Yep.
So,
and he was like, yes, please, you do it
immediately.
Pick date.
Immediately. Yeah. I think he was in a kitchen in Springfield when he was talking to us.
That's right.
Anyway, so go back, check out that episode. Yeah. Sheldon is awesome, and he's such an easy person to talk to and listen to and learn from.
Yes. Thank you, Sheldon, for being our guest.
Yeah. And then the last thing that we wanted to do was to highlight all of the work that Danielle and others of our team have been doing as part of the PBIS community. Mm-hmm. We're spinning it up. We did this a whole year.
Right. Yes. This was our first school year. We launched it last spring. We had like one or two kind of just proof of concept, see how this might land out there. And it landed very well. People responded. We realized, yes, there is a place for this. The PBIS Apps Community of Practice is something we have monthly, and it's open to everybody. There's no cost to attend. The more the merrier.
Free.
Yes. But it's creating a space it's a virtual space where folks can come together and talk through the issues. And one thing I learned this year was that the less talking I did and the more questions I asked and the more kind of space I created for the participants and that came to really share and learn and just even come with their own questions or come with their own, it's like, no, I don't have this figured out. Let's figure it out together, right? Mm-hmm. We're all doing that. And I think I really saw that evolve over the course of this school year in particular.
Yeah. One of my favorite ones that happened was around defining equity.
Yes.
We had folks from around the country mm-hmm. that are experiencing what it means to talk mm-hmm. about equity and mm-hmm. to use that word mm-hmm. even in their schools and in their work, where mm-hmm. before it was simple, now it's more complicated.
Right.
And what was so awesome to me was that as members of this community, they all showed up for that whole 1 hour mm-hmm. and then they talked to each other yes. about it to say, like, here's what I'm running up against. How have mm-hmm. you handled that?
Right.
Or these are the data that we used to collect. And now they're saying we need to collect something different. Mm-hmm. What are you all doing?
Right.
And Danielle and I said very little in that conversation. Yeah. And it's exactly what you're saying. Like, if we just offer up a space where people can come mm-hmm. together and to mm-hmm. talk to each other, there's like this unspoken understanding and foundation that they bring to the work mm-hmm. that anybody who comes can just jump into the conversation
right.
because everyone is experiencing some part of this.
Right.
And so they can learn everybody learns from each other. I learned so much
totally
about the work that I do and how I can, the resources that we could work together to create based on that one conversation that happened in that Zoom.
Yes.
It was really cool to see what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. a great example. It was well attended, but yeah. also I think it was, the timing was right too.
Yeah.
When I think a lot of states are in different places too with what words they can use
yeah.
in our schools.
That's
and so
right.
kind of navigating, how do we talk about this?
That's right.
And continue the work even if the language has shifted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Danielle and I are going to, after the school year ends,
right.
we are coming up with what is our next year, what is the focus for next year
yes.
for Teach by Design, for our Expert Instruction podcast, mm-hmm. and how can we offer space within the PBIS community mm-hmm. to learn from each other
yeah.
about it. And so we're going to dive into what those topics are going to be. But if you all want to be kept informed about mm-hmm. what's coming up and the new year, and you want to know when these events are happening, there's a place to sign up on our website. We'll put it in the description of this episode. Mm-hmm. But you can go and sign up, add your email to the list. And the only thing that we'll use that particular email for is to send you emails about the PBIS Apps community, yeah. when it's happening, what's going on, and how you can be involved.
Yes. We'd love you to join us.
Yes.
You don't have to come to all of them either. You know, right? Show up yeah. for the ones that fit your schedule or the topics that are more relevant for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. More to come
yes,
on that too. One.
That's our summer tasks.
I know. There's always, as soon as one thing ends, you jump right into the next
exactly.
thing, right? Yeah. So we've reached an end to yet another season of Expert Instruction. Danielle and I will take a break in July, but don't worry. We are coming back. Right, Danielle?
Right?
Coming back.
Okay,
yes.
great.
Yes. We'll be back on the third Tuesday in August with a new episode for our third season. No. We're in our like fourth or fifth season.
It's the third season of You and I.
Is that right?
That's where I think we're that. Like,
yeah.
You started this.
I don't know.
2020 pandemic?
Yes.
Time.
Probably the fifth season.
Oh my gosh, girl.
Oh my gosh. yeah. And so don't forget, sign up to be a part of our PBIS Apps community. We'll send you email updates mm-hmm. and you'll be in the know. So until we all meet up again in August, Danielle and I, we just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
To all of you who have been here listening to these conversations from the beginning, since that 2020 pandemic time. And to those of you who are here maybe for the first time.
Welcome.
It's a privilege to be able to bring you these episodes, and we don't take it for granted that you could spend these 40 minutes doing something, literally anything else, but you spend them with us. And so we're so proud to be a part of the work that you do to support your students, families, mm-hmm. and teachers. So from all of us at PBIS Apps, we hope your summer is restful and it makes you feel ready to come back to do it all again in the fall.
Fresh start. Day school year. Enjoy
we'll
your
you
summer break, educators, and we'll see you in August.
Bye-bye.
Bye.